Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Gary Player's Black Book, 60 Tips on Golf, Business and Life from the Black Knight, by Gary Player with Michael Vlismas. Forward by Lee Trevino. Narrated by Sean Grindell. Forward. A person like Gary Player does not come around very often. His tireless and selfless way of giving back to the world, especially to the disadvantaged, has been honoured for decades and will no doubt be remembered by generations. I am fortunate enough to call Gary a friend, and on many occasions have been a first-hand witness to his altruism, whether yelling across the golf range to a young boy to help him with his technique, or stopping to chat with an old fan while he is in the middle of a round. Gary can connect with people from all walks of life. Hence, I was honoured when Gary asked me to write a foreword for his little black book, 60 Tips on Golf, Business and Life from the Black Knight. He has dined with royalty, but also with the poorest of the poor in third world countries. He brought himself and his family out of near poverty. Gary often talks about how he suffered like a junkyard dog, and how it made him face adversity head on. If there were ever a man people should take advice from, it's Gary. And that is what you will find in this book. Straightforward solutions garnered from a lifetime travelling the world that can help people of all ages and all walks of life. Enjoy. Lee Trevino. Introduction. What do I do? Every one of us asks this question on a daily basis. It doesn't matter whether we're trying to negotiate our way through the minefield that parenthood can be, or on the golf course with a one-shot lead playing a difficult par 4 closing hole, or sitting in the office mulling over a big business decision. We all get to the point where we ask this question, what do I do? I remember very well asking this question at a critical time early in my life. I was 17 years old. I had finished high school at King Edward VII in Johannesburg. My love for golf was growing, and I believed I knew what the next step in my life would be. I'm going to turn professional, I told my father. He was shocked by my decision. While my mother was suffering from cancer, and shortly before she passed away when I was 8 years old, she had made my father promise that I would go to university after school. And now, here I was, flipping the script. My father was devastated, and no doubt he was asking the same question of, what do I do? In terms of how best to advise and support me as his son, but while feeling like he was also not betraying his wife's dying wish. Having witnessed my father's reaction, I also began to question the decision that had seemed so certain to me when it first crossed my mind. What do I do? I began to ask myself. Do I follow my passion? If I do, it could end up making my father very sad. Or do I ignore my passion and go to university? What do I do? I'm 81 years old now. And often I still think back to that 17-year-old boy and wonder how on earth he was able to make that decision. I don't have a foolproof way of making such decisions, but I like to think I have something far better than a magic recipe for decision-making. I have a life of good experience. I have a vault of decisions, good and bad, that I made over the years, and I can learn from these, as I still do to this day. When it comes to my golf, I've always maintained, the harder I practice, the luckier I get. Well, I believe the same when it comes to making decisions. The more decisions I make, the better I become at making decisions. I've learned over time that you can't just expect yourself to make great decisions. In my case, I believe it's more a collection of things that need to come together for me to make a good decision. It takes life experience and the wisdom this brings. But then you also need to be careful about this, because the wisdom of your life is not necessarily the wisdom of somebody else's life. Plus, in order to eventually figure out how to make the right decisions, you need to get a few wrong. It's what we mean when we refer to learning from our mistakes. From a golfer's perspective, it's like hitting balls on the range. A golfer heads to the driving range not to hit perfect shots. On the contrary, he or she heads to the range to work on the bad shots. And you've got to hit some bad shots to know what you need to work on. Ultimately, you begin to develop what people often call that little voice in their heads, which takes into account past experiences and uses them to advise you going forward. Over the